And we're off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am here talking to...
I am Derek Gibbs, bass and backing vocals, 2007 to present.
From Real Big Fish.
Yes.
Absolutely, awesome. Well, you guys are Warped Tour veterans, to say the least. For many people, it's an intimidating thing. At this point, are you just able to switch and be, boom, Warped Tour mode?
Pretty much, yeah. Just, you know what to expect and pack appropriately.
Yeah, well, because it's not like any other tour. It's just something, it's a grueling thing, but short sets. So there's a little give and take, I would think, right?
That's a very good point. Yes, that's true.
Excellent. All right. So... let's see. As we see, 2007 to present. But at this point, are kids coming up to you saying that they were conceived during the band's first Warp set? Because you guys have been doing this for a long time.
Oh, no one's actually given that up. But I bet it's possible.
Probably.
I've definitely seen some pregnant bellies, and then a few years later, seen the child that came out of them.
And felt a little bit responsible.
Oh no.
I get you. Musically, they enjoyed themselves so much. Boom! 9 months later. There you go.
Something like that.
Awesome. All right, so you've played with Megadeth, Testament, and Three Doors Down in Dubai. Do you prefer being the odd band on a bill, or do you like an all-ska show?
I think we can survive in either
situation.
I don't mind. I love being surrounded by metal bands. A lot of those are bands that I liked when I was getting into this whole music thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's great to be out with our comrades in our genre, like Les and Jake and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you get to this year.
Definitely.
Awesome. So, let's see. Everyone always asks about new music, which understood. People are hungry for it. I am too. But I understand the engineer of the last few albums had a little bit of a mishap. His studio?
I wouldn't call it a mishap.
Okay.
I would call it just a situation where the landlord raised the rent.
Oh, okay.
And so it was time to go. So I've already seen the new location. It's almost completely built, and it's better than before. So I think we're looking forward to making use of that.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be listening extra closely just to make sure it sounds just as good as possible.
Me too.
All right, so last time you were guys on Warped Tour, I had the pleasure of talking to Ryland, and I got all the scoop on Candy Coated Fury. So that's good. And, of course, you released Happy Scala Days back in 2014, both in stores now. At the moment, are you leaning toward maybe a full-length or knock out another EP?
Well, you mentioned the Happy Scala Days album. That's coming out on vinyl
this
fall.
Gold vinyl.
That's correct.
Why gold?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe to pretend that it sold 500,000 units.
All right.
But I have no idea. That wasn't my decision.
That's fine.
I wasn't there for that vote.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing, so that's okay.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Yes.
Maybe it's a Christmassy thing, you know, Christmas gold.
Yeah, there's some of that in there. Okay. All right.
I feel like I missed something in your question.
If you were leaning toward a full length or another EP.
Oh. That's a good question.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew of 12 songs that were close to completion or 6 songs that were close to completion.
I don't. Okay. I don't know of any of that.
You just show up, right?
Well, that's kind of true, but we're so busy touring, it's sometimes hard to find time to work on new stuff.
I get you, yeah.
And we're together so much that if we have some time off, the last thing we want to do is get together and practice and jam.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that's the way it is right now, but I'm sure there'll be something in the future. There always is. Something new.
Is there any occasion to get in the back of the bus and come up with some ideas or kick around some ideas, demos, whatever?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibility's there. I think we have the equipment that we need to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the tour's not over. We'll see.
All right. It's fine. So, we've talked about Happy Scala Days. Any talk about tackling any other holiday seasons? Arbor Day? Thanksgiving? Bastille Day?
Ooh, those are all excellent ideas. There hasn't been talk about it that I know of. But,
okay.
Look at back to you on that.
Possibilities are endless.
Absolutely.
All right. So, given the sheer number of covers the band has done over the years, do you guys ask permission and hope to get approved, or do you just beg forgiveness if need be?
How does it work? I think you're allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, live, you can just do it.
Sure.
But to put it on an album, I think you... Is that when you need permission, I think?
I would think so, yeah.
I think so. I don't think that's ever been a problem.
Okay.
Not a very exciting answer, huh?
No, that's absolutely fine. I mean, just going by, like, Weird Al, because he always asks permission, and then, you know, occasionally, Coolio, Prince, whatever, say no, and, you know, it just doesn't happen.
I don't think anyone's ever said no to us.
Well, how could they?
Maybe the times that they would have said no were the times that we didn't ask. I'm not sure.
Well, that's smart. That's fine. It worked out. It worked out no matter what. So from what I understand, Ed from Suburban Legends is your drummer at the moment. Things are a little fuzzy online, so maybe you could give some clarity. Is Ryland on hiatus or just, you know, out doing his thing now? Or
well, I suppose anything's possible, but...
At the moment, you're saying.
Yeah, I don't consider him on hiatus. I consider Ed our drummer.
Sure.
So I'm moving forward with Ed.
Understood.
Personally.
Yeah, that hiatus word came up somewhere. I don't know, but...
I think it's a safe way to not commit to anyone. Yeah. So, you know, it's a band.
Of course.
Let people come and go. Been around this long. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is.
Of course, with as many members as you guys have, I mean, as many slots that need to be filled, of course, the likelihood, as opposed to, like, Rush or some three-piece.
Sure, the odds are higher. I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
All right, so let's see. New hot sauce, your most exciting release all year.
How about that? Yeah.
So where'd that idea come from?
I think a company approached us on a tour earlier this year. And some guys in the band are really big fans of spicy.
Sure.
And so it made sense, and they went with it.
And did you have any input? Did you really, like, we want some scabanero, we want some hot and horny hops?
I submitted a very long and well thought out list of names.
Okay.
And none of them were selected.
Okay.
But maybe they just weren't ready yet. Yeah, and I was also doing kind of a stream of consciousness, heavy drinking video game session where I would, between whatever I was playing, I would just write down a word or a name.
Sure.
I won't repeat any of them right now.
That's fine.
I can't.
Next round, next batch, maybe you'll get a vote in.
Yeah. Maybe the barbecue sauce or the mustard. Maybe I'll cut the mustard.
Okay. Perfect. Gold right there.
There you go.
So you can assure everyone that it's not actually bottles of Gringo Bandito that you took from the Nitro shelves and just slapped your own label on.
Right. It's a unique recipe, as far as I know. Yes.
I look forward to it someday. All right. So you guys are probably booked for the rest of the year, but this is the opportunity. Make America Skank Again tour.
Sounds great.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I guess we have till November, right?
I'd say so.
Yeah, it's probably too late.
Yeah, unless you want to change all the marketing and posters and whatever that you've got.
Yeah, I don't think we have any of that.
And then 30 years from now, this just occurred to me the other day, but 30 years from now, when you guys finally think about hanging it up, Skanks for the Memories, that's got to be the last tour.
Skanks for the Memories, yeah.
Makes sense to me.
It writes itself, yeah. Pretty much.
Give it a couple decades, so I hope to see you many more times.
Me too.
Awesome. So, this is just spitballing here. You guys should do a cruise of 311 later in the year. And while you're at it, maybe Ballyhoo, Stick Figure, Revolution, Red, Green, Gold. Wouldn't that be cool?
Those are all fantastic ideas.
Think you'll follow up on it? Wink.
Yes. Uh-huh. I would bet on that, yeah.
Going back to 96, that would have just literally blown my mind. 311 and a real big fish? Wow. But even 2016, that's okay by me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chill in with them. Chill. Because, you know, that's in the song, chill. Chill.
Drawing a blank on that one.
They're from Omaha.
Well, okay, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway, any other things you're up to for the rest of the year that I should be aware of?
Not that I know of. This is our focus right now.
Of course.
We're still waiting to see what's official for the fall.
Gotcha, okay. Stuck in a desert island, one album, rest of your life. I end every interview with this one, but what would it be?
One album, the rest of my life, stuck on that. Well, that's really tough. You know, it might be The Joshua Tree.
Okay.
By U2.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But
that's cool.
That's a tough one.
It's okay. And hopefully it won't happen, so
right.
You don't have to be in that position. But awesome. Well, thank you. Would you mind doing a couple of promos?
I'll try.
Decent Exposure Radio.